Hello, everybody. I'm Brian.
And I'm Brian.
And this is Brian vs. Brian, episode 227, Nosferatu. Or the Adventures of Count Orlok. Or Dr. Strangelove and How I Learned to Love the Count.
Yeah. I like that one.
Okay. Let's see what we got here. Where's my wiki? There we go. So we got directed by Robert Eggers, screenplay by Robert Eggers, based on the 1922 silent film, which was based on Dracula by Bram Stoker. December 25th, 2024. Budget of $50 million, box office of $43.3 million. That's what I'm saying.
Not bad. Not bad. For a movie like this. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah. For a rated R horror. It is rated R, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking. Yeah.
that's pretty hard.
began in 2015 when Eggers planned to make it his second film, describing it as a passion project. Eventually opted to delay its production. Skarsgård and Depp were cast as leads. I wonder who Depp was going to be, like the Willem Dafoe character. That could have been interesting.
Mm.
Maybe. Just Depp will be, what is it? Creepy and dark and weird. I'm in.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because Johnny Depp, I mean, obviously his daughter's in the movie, but Johnny Depp, for some shots of Skarsgård, it looks like Johnny Depp. There are some sequences like that kind of looks like Johnny Depp. I mean, it's not, but like, huh?
There's so much prosthetic on Skarsgård. I couldn't tell him. I was like, I know he's in it, but I was like, is there going to be another vampire? Like the Count is really, you know, working for an awesome, crazy vampire. Mm-hmm. And I kept thinking that was going to show up. And I was like, no, this is Skarsgård. And it looked, I couldn't tell it's him at all, dude, at all. With the it, I could see through that.
Yeah, totally.
With the eyes and stuff. But this, I could.
Yeah, unrecognizable. Even his voice.
No idea.
Like, Jesus.
Yeah. So we start off with a young Ellen prays for a spirit to bring her love, only to be attacked by a beastly vision, causing her to have a seizure. And then we cut forward to when she's an adult. She's now with her husband, Thomas, a real estate agent.
Yeah. So, by the way, so real quick, the opening, that sequence you just... That almost nearly made me jump out of my seat because there's a moment where she's kind of like being seduced in like a garden out in front of this manor. And it's like a looking down at her and she's kind of like quietly moaning and the camera's kind of like slowly pulling up and it's like kind of quiet. She's like, and then out of nowhere, a fucking hand just grabs her by the throat. It was like, oh my God. That was like, okay, I gotta brace myself for the rest of this fucking movie because Jesus, that was a good jump scare.
Yeah. So pretty much, the movie is a young real estate mogul is tasked with selling an old mansion by his boss, and he must travel to Transylvania, I guess. Or
yeah, I don't remember what town it was. I don't even know
what the country really is.
somewhere outside of Germany, because I think the film takes place in Germany.
Yeah. Got to go talk to the Count. He wants a house. He's going to retire. He's got, you know, one leg in the grave, as they say. That's a little bit of foreshadowing because he's a vampire. So, sent by his boss and his wife, Ellen, says, don't go. You know, I had a dream that I married death itself, and it was the happiest moment of my life. And I like how he says something. Never speak of this again to anyone with your sick perversions, woman. You'll be taken to the loony bin, to the sanitarium. Never speak of this. I'm going.
Calm down.
Anyways.
Just dreams, honey.
And then he goes over there. And we got, at least, I think we got his boss doing some crazy satanic type rituals in a freaking pentagon on the ground, all naked. So then we start to realize, okay, I think he sent him for something here, okay? And I've never really seen any of these. I've never seen Bram Stoker's Dracula, I've never seen. Nosferatu, so I don't know how related any of this stuff is, but
It's well, I don't want to say my overall opinion about the movie yet, but it is structure story-wise, structurally, it is very, very, very familiar. Like I told Sarah when the credits were rolling, we were sitting there, is that this kind of feels like watching a new Spider-Man origin story, in that like, okay, this is Peter Parker in high school, there's Mary Jane, Uncle Ben dies, gets bit by a spider. Like there's certain story beats that we know and familiar with, we've seen over and over again. That's kind of what this felt like. Throughout the whole movie, I'm like, okay, this is where this is gonna happen, this is what this character is gonna do. This kind of felt that. And to me, it's kind of to the film's detriment, just because I know the story. I've seen the story so many times, but I haven't seen it filmed like this. Like the atmosphere of it, the lighting, the vibe of this movie, I've never quite seen. Robert Eggers, man, he makes some weird fucking dark shit, and I kind of love him for it.
And then, but by dark we mean you can't see
You can't see
shit.
shit. Everything's in shadow.
Don't worry, you're not going to see the main character and how good these
Oh yeah,
prosthetics
everything at
are.
everything filmed at the castle with like the dining room and just lit by
Oh yeah.
fire, you couldn't see. Oh, I kind of loved it. It was kind of cool.
Only thing you could see is his gnarled fingers, long ass prosthetic fingers. Yeah, I've heard it does this. This one has more of the like, this connection to Emily, Ellen, more than any other one, giving them this connection even since she was a child, which I guess is
Yeah, I don't
kind of
remember
new.
that in some of the other stories. Like, I don't remember that in the Keanu Reeves, Francis Ford Coppola version. I think Winona Ryder plays that same character in that movie. But I don't remember the child, like him coming into her life as a child. I don't remember
No, he's a vampire.
that. It's fucking, you got, if anything, just watch Keanu's section of Dracula. You're gonna have a good laugh.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious.
All right, arriving in Transylvania, the local he's shunned by the local Romani peasantry for affiliating with Orlok. That was a kind of fun little scene. Oh,
Oh, with all like
get out
the
of here, you
gypsies or whatever?
gypsies. You mustn't go to that castle, please. And then
Yeah,
when
even that
he
the when he wakes up in the middle of the night, that was kind of creepy. There's like a woman naked on a horse. They're like going out in the woods, and
Oh
they make a vampire. I was like, oh God, that was
I
pretty
thought they were
cool.
gonna sacrifice because they're like, please, this virgin girl, find the vampire, the spirit or something. I thought they were sending her into the woods to get eaten. But then they just go and find a grave and stab it. So I don't know why she was naked on a horse. I don't
That's
know.
some weird shit,
I don't know
gypsy
how that
shit.
helped anything. It's just for the dudes. Like, yeah, I'll go. Sure. I don't got nothing to
She naked, all right.
today. Sweeten the pot. Yeah, then we get to the Orlok's castle, and yeah, like we said, the atmosphere is pretty crazy in this movie, and everything
Oh, yeah.
looks really good and grounded.
Creepy,
Yeah, we just,
creepy ass movie. I
yeah,
don't know if scary, but like very creepy,
yeah.
just the way it is. Yeah.
I definitely didn't find it scary. I could have do with much more scary. But yeah, he's always like lit from behind. Please come in. And he's
Oh,
got
that
this
voice, so good.
super creepy voice. And it's funny because it's like, it's about real estate. He's like, yes, I'm looking for a vacation home in Germany. Please, we must fill out the paperwork right now. Yes, now. You sure you want to? I would. You sure you don't want to hit this in the morning? That's kind of late. And he's like, "Do not question my planning." Okay, we're doing it now. All right. I don't even have a quill. I'm so unprepared. I have many quills and wax seals. Anyways, they sit down. They're going over paperwork and yeah, this main character, I forget his name. Thomas, he's super creeped out by this dude.
Oh yeah.
He's just looking at him like, oh fucking dude. You know the The village people in this town are really strange. Do not mention them to me. Okay, won't talk about that either.
Yeah, they're kind of like stabbing people at night. What's going on with that? He's like, oh, the gypsies have their own,
Yeah.
whatever. They're fucking
Their
weird.
ways are their ways. We're just looking the other way then, okay. Yeah, and he's got all these big scrolls with wax seals and signing them, and now you must sign this. I'm not a me sign this?
Yeah, I can't even read it.
Yes.
What is this?
It's in our native tongue,
Our
yes.
forefather or some shit. He's like,
Yeah.
okay.
It's like, I'm not really buying anything, but you must sign. And he does, and seals the wedding debt or something. I don't know. He signs away his wife to him, I guess is
And I
what
love
it
that
ended up
after he
being.
signs it, he's like, "Hey, I kind of just want to go. Can I go?"
Oh,
No, you stay for a while. You're good company.
yeah. He's like, I don't feel well. I had bad dreams. And say, it is a black omen to travel ill. Now you will stay until you are well. How long will that take? Who knows? Could be weeks.
So good.
Then I think he leaves the room and leaves Thomas there, and then like everything's locked. He's going around and checking all the doors and the windows, like, oh fuck, it's all locked. And when he tries to escape, right? I think, does he actually
No,
get?
he tries to use the front door and he can't, and he sees the side door out in the courtyard and he goes in, and this is where he finds his Nosferatu's coffin. And tries to stab him, if I remember right. And then Nosferatu catches him. And then I think he wakes up in bed or something. And Nosferatu's there and starts sucking his blood. And there's like wolves, and they chase him out of a window. And he like falls down to a river. And that's kind of how he escapes.
Yeah. What's with the little wolves? And
Yeah.
he's got a really weird way of sucking blood. It gets you right on your chest,
Right. Yeah.
right
Right
on
in
your
the heart.
neck.
There's no neck biting in
Yeah.
this movie. It's all in the chest.
And you don't get turned into a vampire. He's the only one that gets the upside of this. And I guess he does kill a couple people, but most of the time when he eats off you, you live, and I don't know, you have some strange connection to him. It was kind
Yeah,
of
almost like you
different.
become almost like a, what do they call them? Like the like a familiar or something. You'll do their biddings, like the his employer who ends up going
Yeah.
fucking batshit.
So Thomas has to get home, and we have the sub story of Thomas's friend and his friend's wife, which is Craven the Hunter, that guy, that
Yeah,
actor.
Aaron
I was like,
Taylor
man,
Johnson, I think.
yeah,
Aaron Taylor
he's in a lot of
Johnson.
stuff lately. And I liked him in this. It's kind of small, but it was pretty good. They're kind of taking care of Ellen because she's going crazy. She's going mad. She has these fits at night. And anyway, she keeps seeing the Orlok. I think now is ramped up, especially since Thomas signed the paperwork, the deed,
Yeah.
the marriage deed.
And now he's coming. He's coming.
Yeah, he's coming. It's gonna take 4 to 6 weeks. It's on a ship. It's very slow.
It's going to be a minute.
And yeah, some of the ship scenes were cool. Like people keep dying, and they think the plague's on the ship. And then he's eating people, and eventually the ship wrecks. It reminded me of the scene from I think Jurassic Park 2, where the empty ship crashes into the deck to release the T-Rex. It was kind of like that because they find the broken ship and rats everywhere. Oh my God. Godzilla's here. That was pretty cool. Yeah, then once he gets to Germany, which is where they're at, I'm having trouble remembering exactly how Willem Dafoe gets involved. I think it was because the madness of Ellen, right? And he was like,
They can't find ways to calm her kind of plight. And so he's like, well, I had this professor once. He's really good, but he also got banned from the medical society. He's like, why? He's like, well, he kind of got into like cult and like ghosty, spooky stuff. So like, so then they kind of like, you know, they're desperate. So they're trying to find different ways to heal Ellen. And yeah, then we get Willem Dafoe. I was waiting the whole movie. Like, God, I need Willem Dafoe. Where's he at? That's my boy. Yeah.
This is not any madness. This is possession.
I like that. I think one of the first moments he goes in the room, he's like, untie her. Like, just like taking control of the situation. It's so good.
I am not going to hurt her, but I must impress upon you that she is not with us. Like, stabs her through the wrist. Doctor, I must. No. Yeah, then he's just supposed to treat her for like depression and anxiety and all the bad dreams, and ends up calling it a possession and knowing immediately everything. She's made a connection at birth. She was connected to Orlok. And like, how do you even know who Orlok is? I haven't heard of him.
Yeah.
Oh, who hasn't? Please. You're missing great exposition here of what I'm talking about. And he's just going off and knows everything. And Thomas finally comes back and says, yes, I met this Orlok character. He's a strange character.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think Orlok visits Ellen and says, you have 3 days. It must be by choice. You must choose to marry me.
Or I'll like kill all the people around you, or something, kill the ones you love.
The first day I will kill a little bit, but by the third day everyone you know will cease to be, or something like that. This is the first day. He like disappears. So I think he kills the friend's wife, right? That's kind of or is feeding on her.
Yeah, he kills the kids. I was like, oof. That was pretty crazy.
The two little girls, that was scary. Like the guy can't wake up, and then the wife wakes up and hears the noises and goes in there, no, and it just biting and gross, throwing. Yeah. I was like, oh god, dude.
Which is a very disturbing payoff, because the setup for that is that throughout the movie, I don't know if you remember this, but throughout the movie, those kids in different scenes, even from the beginning of the movie, you know, they keep going like, hey, it's time for bed. Like, we don't want to go to bed. There's a monster in there. We're scared. Like, that happens multiple times throughout the movie until it all kind of culminates with them dying, basically. I was like, ugh, it's fucked up.
Yeah. And then, you know, everything you care about, and it's like, well, I mean, those aren't her kids. I wasn't like, I mean, she's very sad for her, and it sucks, but it didn't seem like, it seemed like a lateral move to kill these kids, try and hurt her, you know? She's got other people in her life. Anyways, and then their dad is still alive, and then we get like a funeral scene, and I forget his name, but we got Dafoe and Thomas and Ellen. I think we must speak to him. Please, his grief. Let him grieve.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, we just got to the funeral plot. Like, now I must speak to him. And he yells at him and he's pissed at him.
Yeah, I was kind of confused with Craven. I forget his name.
It's Craven.
It's Craven. Were you confused? I was confused about scene? Craven's death. Because he breaks into, and he's grief stricken. He breaks into his wife's, I don't know what you call that. Like, he opens her up, and I guess I don't know what the fuck he's doing. Like, he definitely kisses her, and then the next time he's like laying on top of her. I'm like, I was kind
and
of
her legs spread out. I was like, was he doing what I think?
But he was
doing?
Like passed out or dead or something. They're like, burn it, burn him. We gotta burn him. I was like, what happened? What the fuck?
I think they thought that the kids died of the plague and the mom because of the bites, and they thought rats and the plague that they think is coming through town. And they're like, oh my god, what I got from it was that he had sex with the corpse So he has the plague. He burn them all. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Wild.
There's other implied parts, like the first part where she's laying in the field and moaning. I didn't understand that. It's like, are they spiritually doing it, or what's going on here? But yeah, that was strange to me too. I was like, this is unnecessary, but let's go. yeah. And then what's like, that's one of the first bad thing he does to her. I don't remember really the other ones.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was kind of the biggest one. Well, I remember he says on day one, when he lays out his plan or whatever, I'm going to hurt the ones. But I remember him saying something like, I already did this. Like, something had already happened on day one, but I don't remember what the fuck it was. But yeah, and then day three happens, and Willem Dafoe, Thomas, and who the fuck? I think the doctor was the third guy. They come up with a plan to go to, because he moves in, Nosferatu moves into the estate that he mm-hmm. bought. And so they're like, okay, we're gonna go kill Nosferatu. Ellen, you stay here and fucking chill out. And then there's some twist of events that we do not see.
Yeah, and Willem Dafoe automatically knows everything. Mm-hmm. No, he must sleep in his own grave at night or during the day to repower himself. He will be there. And then so he goes with Thomas to the house to stab him in his sleep. And then it's like, how are we going to kill him? I will kill him with a metal stake, stainless steel stake or something. I was like, I thought it was wood, but okay. Let's stab him with the metal and see how that works.
I do like the mallet. Usually it's like a steak, but they got a fucking mallet. I appreciated that. That was kind of nice.
And I think Willem Dafoe even pipes up saying, I'm not sure that will work, but hey, let's stab him. Yeah, so... And then he talks to the wife and kind of lays in another plan that says, no, it has to be you. He's addicted to you. He's attracted to you. And it'll only work with you. So while they're at Nosferatu's new pad, they open up the tomb or whatever and stab, and it ends up being that boss who's kind of helping Nosferatu. And he's like, oh, no. He just kind of starts talking, and then like Willem Dafoe runs up. It's quiet, you. Smacks the stake into his heart more.
So good.
Dude, shut up in there.
Yeah, well, he says something like, oh, I could have been the king of the rats or some weird shit like that. Shut up. That's you.
I couldn't stand that guy. God, he just kept talking. And then he's like, what did you do? You knew he wasn't going to be here. I'm sorry. This was the only way, Thomas. She made the sacrifice. And he's racing his way across town, like sprinting down the streets. And then we go back to their place, and she is in bed and kind of seducing Nosferatu. But I thought this was strange because there's like, it doesn't seem like there's a sexual relationship between them, even though he's like, yes, now that you choose, our flesh must become one. And I'm thinking, oh God, here we go. I'm going to have a disgusting sex scene. Mm-hmm. But not really. He just bites her and kind of sucks, but he's doing like a very sexual thrust when he's sucking, like on top of her. I was like, but it doesn't seem like there's really a love mechanic, but he's just kind of drawn to her just to feed off her. I don't know. It's kind of strange. And then what does she do? I think that was the plan. She just makes it last forever, right? Yeah. She's just like, oh yeah, keep sucking, yeah. And so and doesn't die from all the blood loss. So she's like, yeah, keep going, big boy, suck all the blood out, until it's finally daybreak. And I think they mentioned he must be in his grave before the first cock crows.
Yeah.
And then finally she's like, yeah, did you like that? He kind of looks up and like notices, oh shit, it's
I gotta go.
The sun. The sun's coming up. And then a cock crows. Oh no. He starts to look at her and kind of realize that she's done this on, you did this on purpose, didn't you? And,
I think she even puts her hand on the back.
Stay
a little bit longer. Where are you going, buddy?
Baby, it's cold outside. You don't want to go out there, baby. Come on.
Ain't that delicious?
I really must be on my way. Why don't you suck some more blood? And he kind of withers away, and they kind of break into the room right there and see him kind of withering away. And she kind of gives them a smile, and I think she dies too, is kind of what I got from it. And that, so that's the end. There you go. I don't know, man. I was pretty disappointed. Like, I was hyped on this from the trailers and never seeing like a Nosferatu. It's like, okay, now I'm gonna get into this, check it out. But I mean, the atmosphere and the cinematography was pretty awesome, amazing.
Yeah, but it carries the actual film for sure.
Yeah, I mean, the actual story and characters were kind of blah. I mean, you got this crazy giant vampire who really doesn't do much at all the whole movie. And just not very scary and not very menacing, really. You got these other characters that don't do much. And it's very slow. I found it to be very slow. I had to stop myself from nodding off a couple times when we're just doing 15 minutes of, you know, scenery stuff where it's like showing cobblestone and a rat running across, like 15-minute fucking segments and scenes with very little dialogue. So I thought it was a little boring, okay? And I didn't think the payoff was kind of worth the... I don't know actually how long the runtime is. It felt long.
It's definitely over 2 hours. I think it's like 2 hours and 15, if I remember right. Looking at the times.
It felt long. It was long because of the lack of vampire-ness. I'm like, dude, get this guy killing somebody. Give us some something here. So yeah, I was a little disappointed. The real draw is just what's actually on the screen, not the screenplay, I think. It's just the visuals are really what make this good. I don't really foresee myself wanting to watch this again anytime soon. I'll have to get some time away from it and forget it and be like, okay, I'll maybe do it again. But it's just so long and drawn out. I didn't enjoy it that much. I think for me, it's probably like a 7.2. And I've heard a lot of people are really hyped on this, and people texted me after, it was my favorite movie of the year. Did you like it? And I was like, I don't know. Not really. I mean, it's okay. It's a 7.2.
Yeah, 7.2. It's pretty good. That was a good review. Yeah,
it's pretty good, but I've heard a lot of nines and stuff coming from this, so that's kind of what I was expecting. But, you know, it's a very personal thing, movies, and I just didn't view it that way.
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's all opinion based. I mean, movies, what are you going to do? I'm higher than you. Not by too much, but it's interesting because I, you know, typically I'm like story first, story. I need to have a good story, good characters, everything else is secondary. But for whatever reason, this movie was actually flip-flopped, where it's like, the story to me, like I said, I've seen this so many times. The story didn't really captivate me because I'm just like, I know where this is going. I know who these characters are. I know, like, the moment there's a really cool, like, again, the visuals of it. Thomas is walking down a road in the forest, and then he hears like galloping. I'm like, okay, this is where the chariot comes, takes him to the castle. Like, that happens in every, like, so I know where things are going, but just from a visual standpoint, I'm like, that was fucking dope. Like, he's in silhouette. You see this fucking carriage come from the distance. So for me, the movie is carried by the fact that this movie is, it does a good job of like transporting you into this time, all the sets, all the lighting and everything, all the interiors, exteriors. I think it's worth seeing on the big screen alone for that, just seeing the kind of artistry on screen that we don't typically see. I think if this was filmed by a different director, I think it would have been a little more glossy or a little more color. And I like the fact that this is toned down and dark and very gothic because it does harken back to Nosferatu. I've only seen Nosferatu once when I was in school. And that movie is very gothic and And I think it harkens back to that. I am bummed out they didn't do the famous Nosferatu shot, which in the original, everyone knows this, but and there's a scene in the bottom of the ship when he's on his way to Germany. I don't know if it was Germany in the original, but he rises out of the coffin and he has hands on his thing and he like goes up and his pointy ears. I was kind of hoping we'd get a recreation of that in Robert Eggers' weird twisted way, but we never do. However, we do get the shadow, another famous shot from Nosferatu. The original is like his shadow going up a staircase. You see it on the wall. He does kind of play with that in this movie, which I appreciate. But man, I wanted that fucking rise. I don't know how I feel about the stash. He looked like Dr. Robotnik. I could not help but think he looks like fucking Dr. Robotnik. Anyways, I'm rambling here. I liked it a lot from a technical aspect, even though the story wasn't that engaging. To me, this is not a 9, but if the story was a little more interesting, I probably would have rated it that way. But to me, it's 8.7. I think it's visually one of the best films I've seen all year. I was wrapped up in the whole world, even if the story wasn't that captivating. But yeah, 8.7.
8.7, 7.2. Yeah, we were watching it and, kind of stopping each other from nodding off in the theater. And we know how artsy you are with your films. Jesse turns to me and we're both kind of agreeing that, yeah, we're not really that into this. It's a little boring. And she's like, Brian's going to love this. I was like, oh, I know. I'm guessing a 9. This is right up his, this is the artsy alley. It's like just the way it's looks. I think he's going to really like it.
Yeah, I'm, unabashedly a huge fan of Robert Eggers. He's one of my favorite directors. I mean, I love The Lighthouse. I love The Witch. I think you and I both really like The Northman. I don't know if you like Northman more than this, but I like The Northman a lot. I just like his style. He makes movies unlike anything we've kind of seen in terms of like the visuals and the costumes. And, he does a really good job at transporting you into a world. And I think he nailed it with Nosferatu.
Yeah, I've never seen The Lighthouse. I definitely want to see that. I think I've seen The Witch, but I don't remember it. I'd have to start watching it to see if I've actually seen it. 7.2. Would you say 8.7?
Yeah, 8.7.
8.7. Okay. Yeah, go check it out in theaters now. Remake of Nosferatu. Pretty good. One of us enjoyed it more than the other, but pretty good. That's what I got to say. Looks amazing. So. Yeah. Go see it on the big screen while you still can, or IMAX or something. If you could do one of those, that'd be pretty epic. Go see it in 4D where they got fog everywhere in the theater. It's just fog.
Jesus fucking Christ!
Can't even breathe. There's so much fog. Oh! like a nebulizer in here. 7.2, 8.7. Go check it out now. As always, thanks for coming by and hanging out with us. Please like and subscribe here on YouTube. We're also on Apple Music and Spotify if that's the way you do your podcasts. We don't judge. We just want you to listen. However you may, okay? And thanks for coming by. We appreciate you. Couldn't do it without you. And as always, till the next piece. Peace.
Peace.